And this morning we humble ourselves before the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in times of need. If there's a time we need you, Lord, it's now. And we pray, my Father, that I should diminish and you should increase. Let the people see more of Jesus. Let them hear more of Jesus this morning than any other voice. We cancel every plan of the enemy over this meeting this morning. We cancel every enchantment. We cancel every sorcery about this meeting. Let only be the voice of the Master from the throne of grace be heard this morning over this house. Here are men and women, Father, they sacrifice their time to come to church. And Heavenly Father, I plead, let them not go home empty-handed. In the name of Jesus Christ, meet everyone, Lord, according to their needs. You know them, my Father. You have their hair's number. And Father, you know everyone's individual need. Let it be met this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, my Father, that you'll be glorified. Cover this house with the blood of Jesus and let the throne of grace be glorified. If there's any sin in my life, my Father, that may hinder what you plan for this meeting, let the blood of Jesus wipe away that sin out of my life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We ask all this, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. And please be seated, friends. My name is Victor Mokotwa. From Praise Tabernacle in Soshanguve. It's a honor for me to be on this podium this morning. I won't take it for granted. I always honor every man's altar. I need to greet my friend and thank him for having invited me. It's true we met more than 40 years ago. Now, 3 weeks ago, he was in our church. I was celebrating 40 years in full-time ministry.
Amen.
And I said, you better come and preach, my friend. And he preached. And I said to him, I will revenge. And he really took the church on a higher level. I could not preach that Sunday because I was still on my long fasting. I was celebrating 40 years in ministry. So I was doing 40-day fasting. So it's not long that I break. So if you see me falling, it's not the anointing, it's hunger. So don't think that man is too holy. No, no, no. Say he's too hungry. Please bring some juice and biscuit to help me out so that I can rise up again. I greet his beautiful wife. I've got the new name now, Philadelphia.
I will
add Pittsburgh, and then she knows why I called. I add Pittsburgh because it's between you and I. Yeah, just the two of us, right? Yes. Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I greet them. We love each other so much as a family. It's true we met each other many years ago. We have been together through valleys and rivers and fires. And we're still together. Now, what you don't know, when we met, we were not married. But this man loved the Lord. Let me tell you, your pastor loved the Lord. Now, if he loved the Lord when he was still holy, you can now imagine how it happens when he's now holier than before. Thank you for inviting us, friends. I greet the leadership of the church. I lead all the elders in the house. I have two naughty leaders who came and sneaked in when they saw I'm coming here. Unfortunately, both of them were soldiers. So, you know, you can't hide anything from a soldier. So I was trying to hide from anyone that I'm coming here. But they discovered it, they are here. Thank you for coming. Let's go to the word of the Lord. When we were fasting. Many times we take long fasting in the beginning of the year. Everybody do that. You know, there are times when people think that when you are fasting for 40 days, you see angels ascending and descending. No, it doesn't happen that way. I know 1 year, after 40-day fasting, only one thing the Lord spoke to us. The Lord spoke to us one thing. The Lord said, everything Satan has done for you can be reversed. It's never permanent. So everything the enemy has done for you, it's never permanent. It can be reversed.
Amen.
There was a woman who had an issue of blood 12 years. It stopped. After 12 years, the Bible says she spent literally everything she had. There was a man who was born blind. The Bible doesn't tell us his exact years. How old he was at the time. But the man was born blind. And the disciples came and says, Lord, who has sinned, him or his father or his parents? The Lord says, none of them, not his parents. But so that the Lord can be glorified, he opened his eyes.
Amen.
There was a man who was crippled for 38 years. I don't know who here today has got a problem that has been dragging on for 38 years. There's hope for you. That situation can be reversed. That situation will be reversed. That situation is going to be reversed.
Amen.
So the man was crippled for 38 years. And then they would bring him at a place where when the angel came to stir waters, the first one who fall into it, then they get healed. So the man, before he could be thrown into it, will jump before him.
The wise ones will go before him.
And then Jesus found him. He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he says, "I tried to get healed, but I'm too slow. Maybe I come from Garankuwa, so those who come from east, they do it quicker than me." And the Lord healed him, says, "Take up your mat and go." So the Lord spoke to us that anything Satan has done for you, it's never permanent. Listen to me, church. It's never permanent. It is not permanent. And it will never be permanent. It can be reversed. So let's go back to the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Hebrews 1, verse 1. I am laying out the foundation of what to do to reverse everything Satan have done. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. So that when I'm finished with the preaching today, everyone should have the strength and the courage and the faith to go to your situation. As a situation, "You did well by coming to me. Because you came. Or because you were brought in. Because you were carried in. You will be carried out. You will be reversed. You'll be taken out. Because you came in." Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "God, who at various times and in various ways." Various times, various ways. God spoke to our fathers in time past, to our fathers by prophets. That means in time past, he was talking with prophets at different times, at different ways. Verse 2. "Has in these last days." How many agree with me? We are in the last days. We are in the last days. So in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son. That means The various ways, the various times have all been converged to a point. And that point is the only voice from the throne of grace. It comes only through Jesus.
Amen.
I hope this will deliver Africa. Because many times in Africa, we still believe in other things except the sun. We believe in what people say more than what Jesus say. We believe what our heart tell us more than what Jesus say. We believe more than what our spouse say. There's nothing wrong in that, than more than what Jesus say. Yet the Bible say, in these last days, the voice, the only voice from the throne of grace is through Jesus. Now, this cancels out everything. It cancels out everything. Oh, Muruti, does it mean prophets are cancelled out? No. What they say, if it does not agree with what Jesus says, it's not it.
Amen.
Unfortunately, in Africa, if I can label myself Prophet Victor Mokgotlo, and I say, Sister, come. You are wearing a white underwear or whatever. Hey, this man here from God. I mean, all underwears, 99.99%, they are white. There's nowhere in the Bible where he says you will tell people what they are wearing. It's not there. I've never heard Jesus saying, you are wearing a green shirt today. I heard one thing. He says, repent.
Amen.
I heard Jesus say that. I heard Jesus say, who do men say I am? Who do you say I am? And when you discover who he is, when the Heavenly Father revealed to you who Jesus is, he says, blessed are you. Blessed are you. In these last days, he is talking to us by his son. In these last days, he is talking to us by his son, Jesus Christ. Hey, church, listen to me, friends. All that ever happens, it must be from the throne of grace. And Africa shall be saved if Africa can embrace this. So, in these last days, everything must revolve around Jesus. Not around me. Not around my church. Not around my whatever. My pope. Or my bishop. Or my whatever. Whatever. It says from Jesus. If we could cling on to that, it will break every power of deception in the continent. John chapter 6, verse 63.
John kaulo ya 60 mana 63.
Let's hear what the son, some of the things the son says.
Arute tsedingwe tse morwa a di bolelang.
Some of the things that the son is saying.
Tsedingwe tsa tse morwa a di bolelang.
So some of the things that the son is saying.
Tsedingwe tse morwa a di bolelang.
Listen to what Jesus say.
Utlwella se Jesus a bua.
It is the Spirit who gives life.
Mowa ke ona o phidisang.
It is the Spirit who gives life.
Mowa ke ona o phidisang.
It is the Spirit who gives life.
Mowa ke ona o phidisang o nayang bophelo.
It is the Spirit who gives life.
Ke mowa o nayang bophelo.
It is the Spirit.
Ke mowa.
What does the Spirit give? The flesh profit nothing. That's why the Bible says those who walk in the flesh, they can't please God. They are an enemy to God. A carnal mind is an enmity to God. Now listen to what the son says. The words that I speak to you. Now those of you who are like your pastor, who still read the old Bible. I don't mean anything is wrong in that. No. You will know there are some Bibles when all the words Jesus spoke are written in red. Anybody who have seen that?
Yes.
All the words written in red. They are life.
Amen.
If you overlook those red letters, you don't like life. Because those words, it's where life is. So if you go from where life is,
what do you want?
Jesus says, the words that I speak to you. To who? Tell your neighbor, I think this verse is talking about you.
I think this verse is talking about you.
The words that I speak to you, they are. They are spirit and they are.
Life.
They are spirit and they are. Have you had people say, what is life? Have you had people say that? I don't know the meaning of life. We know. It's here. It's the words that Jesus speaks. They are spirit and they are life. Get the person next to you says, get life. Have you had people say, have you had this expression before, get life? Have you heard it, get life? Basically, what they are saying is, get what is not life. But you are the original people to, when you say get life, you know what it means. If you meet a Christian who is now carnal, or who is weak, or who is in trouble, just tell him, sister, get life. Brother, get life. What are you saying? Get the words of Jesus in your situation. Get life. Because the only voice from the throne of grace. It comes through Jesus. And it comes through the words of Jesus. I know in Africa, we want to say, I heard a voice. Well, I've not seen anywhere Jesus says, you'll hear my voice. It's just the words I speak. It must be in a form of the written words. So if we could get the written words and put it in our hearts, you'll be a different person. Let me tell you, church, in 2024, when we were fasting, the Lord said to us, people have seen what the enemy has done. But creation is waiting for the emergence of the sons of God. Something must happen that identify you. That they should say, Marwana muzalwa no different
grace. Maybe you belong to Grace Kingdom Community.
Something must shift in the spirit realm. I'm here to announce that this morning. Your identity must change. Because what's going to happen from today, something will push you. That will make you be a different Grace member. What is it going to be changed? Go with me to Psalm 103. We're going to read verse 20. Psalm 103. Verse 20. Psalm 103:20. Bless the Lord, you his angels. Now I think every one of you here have memorized Psalm 103, right? From verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgive all your sins, and who heal. Wait a bit. Wait a bit. Bless the Lord. Give me verse
1.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is I don't know what is within you. But I heard somebody say, if you take a lemon, ladies, you know better than men. If you take a lemon and you squeeze it, what is it that comes? It's what was inside. So if we squeeze you, what comes out of you is what has always been inside of you.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgives how many of your iniquity? How many is all? Come on, talk to me, friends. How many is all? After all has gone, how many is left? Huh? And forget, listen, who forgive how many of your iniquity? Hey. We normally go verses quick because rejahilo feta. Am I right? Who forgive how many of your iniquities? Have you realized?
If
the enemy wants to hit you, he reminds you of the sin you committed. And Luene say, yeah, but yeah. But it's var, yeah, it's var, yeah. There I missed it. You missed what? The Bible says he forgive how many of your iniquities? How many? The voice in the last days. From the throne of grace says he forgive you how many of your iniquities. Let's read the next sentence. Not only does he go back verse 3 please. Not only does he forgive all your iniquities. Let's read the next line together. 1, 2, 3, 4. Read. Who heals how many? Aye, man. Alitsubalaman.
You cannot read.
Man. No. Yes, disease can you. But no. He heals some of the diseases.
Huh?
He heals all disease except high blood. I know Bazwalan. You know Bazwalan.
I know, brethren.
When they are in church, they are holy. When they are holy, they want to show this one next to me. You know what? You must be careful. Sang Pazamis, I'm holy. Don't contaminate me. I'm holy. How many diseases? What about cancer?
Cancer, yona.
How about cancer?
Cancer, yona.
How about HIV?
HIV, yona.
Hi, man. A little lohani. Pela HIV kila ka orki rilesibi. So mudimu ampanisha. So that's why I got say for this.
God won't heal it because.
How many disease?
Malwezi amakai.
Church, don't say all because you are touching the throne of grace.
Scar fella old Sekarwena o kuma throne ya muhau.
He hears the voice. When you say all, he hears your voice. I want all who has any form of a disease, especially if they told you that this disease is incurable. I want you to say, incurable disease, you fall in the category of all. Ah, what the enemy have whispered to you can be reversed. What the enemy have spoken to you. Pastor Wanga said, sometimes after you have been tempted many times, you begin to agree with what the enemy is saying. He healed how many of your diseases? There's a difference between what you are saying and what you are believing. You can say and don't believe, but if you believe without saying, something happens. Because when you believe, you will say it. But you can say without believing. There's a difference. There was a man when Jesus came down from Mount of Transfiguration. He found the disciples struggling with one young man. They couldn't cast out demons because that demon will throw him into fire, into water. And says, your disciple couldn't help him. And Jesus says, do you believe that I can heal him? The man said something that has shaken me. He says, yes, Lord, I believe. Help me of my unbelief. I speak with my mouth that I believe. But my heart is unbelieving. Liba sikri bosh. Jesus, break the unbelief in your church. I'm praying, Lord, heal our unbelief. Church, I never knew I had unbelief. I never knew. You know, there are some things which are in you, you don't know they are there. Like if pride is in you, you don't know.
Yes.
You don't know. Normally when there's a funeral, after funeral,
when you come back from the graveyard,
I like joining the queue of people who are having
there
are VIPs under the tent.
The bishops and the prophets and the the holy table for the holy ones.
I like defying it and join the long queue. And the members will come and say, Amurutu ka sema mo lining ya rena.
But
say, no, Murutu ka sema. Saba ruti shidi le kwana.
They will point me to the table of the
I tell them, priest. You don't know what I'm doing. I am dealing with pride in
you.
I'm breaking it. I break it. Because when it is there, it doesn't knock. It doesn't have a label. But it's there. One time I was hitchhiking to go fetch the car at the service. And somebody came in a buggy.
Says,
no, I will sit at the back. No, Murutu kasi na komora. You don't know what's going on in my heart. I'm breaking pride.
You're a pastor.
I want to be a humble man. And I sit at the back.
The wind that blows there.
So that the pride, you deserve a bigger Noah 9 car, must go.
So
that when the Bible says, who healed all your disease, there should be no pride in me that challenges the word of God. There should be no unbelief in me, because if I break unbelief, there are some food I like. And when I discover I like the food, I sit down. Food.
Dijo.
Why do I like you? I got this from a friend of mine.
He's
a Nigerian. He used to like Coca-Cola. So he took it one day, put it there. Coca-Cola. Why do I like you? Why do I love you more than Jesus? It's a man who is conscious that there is a self that can hinder your purpose. There is a self that can challenge God's authority in His Word. And He need to break that up. So that when the scriptures say, bring back that verse again here, please. Who forgives all your iniquities? When the enemy challenges you, you need to take your iniquity. Iniquity?
Maleo.
Why do you persecute me, my iniquity? If you can do it with Coca-Cola, you can do it with your iniquities. If you can do it with your iniquities, you can do it with your disease. My disease! Why do you defeat me? My struggles. Why do you afflict me? In these last days, God has spoken to us through His Son. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The question is not that, it's to believe what the Son is saying. I've not gone to my message. Now I can start. Can I start, Mr. Reverse the time to zero. I start all over again. Verse 20. Drop down to verse 20. We are in Psalm 103. Verse 20. Now, verse 20 says, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength. There are three things here,
verse,
that the angels are doing. The three things. One, who the angels excel in strength. Two, who do his word? My trouble came to number three. What are they doing? Come on, talk to me now. Muruti, I don't know how many translations they have at the back. Do they have a New Living Translation? Okay. Give me the New Living Translation.
New Living Translation.
Whilst looking New Living Translation, try and get it through me in the Passion Translation, if they get it also. But let's do it first in the New Living Translation. Praise the Lord, you angels. You mighty ones. Is it there? Oh, okay. Neile marakeng e buile. Who carry out his plans? Tell your neighbor, God, the Lord has a plan about your life. Irrespective of the sins you committed, God has a plan with your life. Listening for each of his what? Now, the New Living Translation says that. Is it possible to get the Passion Translation? No, you don't have it. Okay, no problem. The Passion Translation put it this way. It says, who listened to his voice of his word and do it? There are angels. If you go to Hebrews 1 verse 14, it talks about angels who are ministering spirits. They are there to minister to the heir of salvation. Angels are there to come to your rescue. But listen to what they do in Psalm 103, verse 20. Give me back 103:20 in the New King James Version. Heeding the voice of his word. They are heeding the what? The voice of his word. Listening to the what? The voice. So it means his word has a voice. His word has a voice. His word has a voice. But that voice does not come from him, because he had written his word, all that he brought here. The voice must come from the heirs of salvation. When the heirs of salvation speak the voice, angels are waiting for the voice from your mouth. Let me do it practically. Maybe you can.
You will be able to understand better.
Have you ever driven in a dangerous place? Anybody who has driven in a dangerous place, and you know, here, I'm in trouble here. What do you do when you are in trouble? Let's say you have driven in a very dangerous area. And all of a sudden you feel scared. I know what Christians normally do in that situation. They begin to pray. There's nothing wrong in praying. But if you give His word, the voice, angels come immediately. And they rescue you. I'm in trouble. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. When you say that, you are giving His word a voice. Angels, when they hear His voice, they come immediately and they rescue you.
Amen. Amen.
The doctor have a diagnose a disease. They say, got bad news to announce to you. The autopsy says you have cancer. And this cancer has advanced so much, it's stage 4. And there's very little we can do. Let's just take you to chemo. And let's see what the Lord can do. He's afraid to tell you have 6 months to live. You're going to die. He says, okay. Thank you, doctor. Thank you. After the doctor has gone, you ready yourself to go for chemo and what? And you go to the Bible. Whose report do I believe? I want you to understand me fully. I'm not trying to say you should undermine what doctor said. Not even a cent. You must honor what they say. Those guys are trained. Not trained. They are fully trained. Not fully trained. They are fully well trained. Not fully well trained. They are professional, fully well trained. Haholo. But they pronounce what is in the textbooks. But there are some things that are in the spirit.
Amen.
Psalm 118 verse 17 says, I shall not die. I shall live to proclaim what the Lord has done. I shall not die. I shall live to proclaim what the Lord has done. I shall not die. I shall live to proclaim what the Lord has done. I shall
live
to proclaim what the Lord has done. No. When I'm not going to no, I am a child of God.
Hakine
The question is, how long do you do it? There are two things. You can do it until you get tired and you die. You can do it until you do it no more. After you do it no more, you will do it once more. After you don't do it no more and don't do it once more, you do it once again.
Amen.
Give me Luke 18 and close. I know I've exhausted my time. Luke 18, verse
1.
The New King James Version says, then he spoke a parable to them that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. Bring it in the New Living Translation. In New Living Translation, listen to what New Living Translation. The New Living Translation, I want to get it, Luke 18. Now, the New Living Translation says, one day Jesus told the disciples a story on how they should what? They should what? How many is always? Does always include today? Does it include tomorrow? Does it include Wednesday? Does it include Friday afternoon? Does it include Friday evening? Does it include Saturday morning? Listen how the New Passion Translation says. One day Jesus taught apostles to keep praying and never stop or lose hope. Those of you who have it in the electronic Bible, check. Is here. Oh, these guys are from heaven. You are born again, guys. One day Jesus taught his apostles to keep praying and never stop. Never. It is unbelief that make you to stop when you are about to get your breakthrough. It is unbelief that makes you lose hope 5 minutes before your breakthrough comes.
5 minutes before.
It is unbelief that makes you walk out of the church 5 minutes before your miracle happens. Because you have an appointment with somebody at the mall. You miss your visitation. Look at what Jesus says. They should always pray and not what? And never? I'm going to make an altar call, Muruti. How about those who stop praying for some things? They started praying and then maybe Mudimu anyake ke
kreya. They think that God does not want them to hear
that. That's the voice of unbelief. Never stop. Never lose hope. Your miracle is around the corner. Don't let unbelief control your life. If the Bible says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits.
Bless
the Lord and forget not all his benefits. What are some of his benefits? Who forgives all your iniquity? Who heal? Come on, talk to me now, church. All your disease. And when unbelief knocks and says, maybe the Lord does not want you to have it. Say, unbelief, that's not the God I serve. The God I serve says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus said, man may always pray and not stop. Muruti Mohali gave a verse in James 1 verse 4.
Pastor Mohali nabuaka James 1
let
4.
Let patience have help. Bring back James 4. James 1 verse 4.
James 4.
Let me do
verse
what?
1 verse 4. Chapter 1 verse 4.
Chapter 1. Let patience have its what? That you may be what? And what? And what are the last two words? Lacking how many? Who of us here has everything you want? What is the problem? We don't have all that we have because we lack one thing. It's called patience. What drove patience out of us? Unbelief. Stand to your feet.